Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You having any of it?
Pedro Fernandez.
Quiet.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, it is true. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. Straight up today, we're talking boxing. We're in 1 week out. Mayweather, another win. Of course, Michael Medina failing in 12 rounds. We come across with a decent decision. I thought that it was a draw. The fight was even on my books, but one judge saw it even. The other two judges saw it big for Mayweather. So talk boxing the second half of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the second half of this hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, and the American Forces Network. First up, we're going to talk MMA. Of course, the UFC is off and running. We're going to talk with Mark Munoz, the Filipino wrecking machine. That's right, he's going against Gegard Mousasi. That's May 31st in Berlin, Germany, UFC Fight Night on Fox Sports 1. So we've got a guest in the house. We'll be talking with him. Of course, the UFC off and running. The next UFC event, pay-per-view, just a week and a half, 2 weeks away. Straight up, the UFC is the hottest sport going. But is there some deflating in the bubble or the balloon? In other words, is it starting to lack a little bit in a few places? I don't think so. I think the UFC and the MMA is being properly marketed, much like the WWE was in its heyday. Now, I'm not comparing the two, but if you took the blueprint of the WWE and switched it over to mixed martial arts, you'd have probably the UFC and Zuffa Sports. Of course, the Dana White, the president, taking some of the thoughts of the great, although vilified in the minds of many, this one included, Vince McMahon. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529 or Twitter.com using the hash mark Ring Talk.
You think managing a pro soccer squad is easy? Stop what you're doing and go to FantasyGold.com and prove it. With free contests and cash prizes from the world's most important soccer leagues, FantasyGold.com is the perfect place to show your passion for soccer. Choose a contest, create a dream team with your favorite players within the salary cap, score points, and win. With real-time results and scoring, it's a great way to get ready for our Brazil contests in June. If you love soccer, you'll love FantasyGold.com.
Protectum Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too.
Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-water.com.
Right there, rock him. Sends a go.
Fight.
Domi and Guida.
Shot there by Hayes.
Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Got him, the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard
and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all.
And he's got Maynard.
Sounds of Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. It is 13 minutes past hour. Take that back, make it 12 and a half minutes past hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, and of course the American Forces Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. We're going to switch gears a little bit. Usually on the Saturday show, which is an hour in duration, we do boxing first and we go with MMA second. Today we're going to go with MMA first and then boxing second. Of course, on Sunday we have 2 hours, an hour of boxing, hour and an hour of MMA, all beginning at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right there, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. On the line from his training camp in California, I believe, is, of course, the Filipino wrecking machine, Mr. Mark Munoz. Double M, how are you, man?
What's up, Pedro?
How's life treating you?
Life is well, man. Life's treating me good.
Where you at? Where you at these days? Where are you training?
I'm at my gym. It's in Lake Forest. It's called Rain Training Center.
Okay. Is this secluded? Where is this at?
It's in Lake Forest, Orange County.
Okay, so is this like in seclusion? Are you up in the mountains somewhere or something, or what?
Nah, I don't need to be in the mountains, man. I got a lot of good training partners, man. Chael Sonnen has been training with me. Michael Bisping's been training with me. Brendan Schaub, Jake Ellenberger, Tom Watson, Pat Cummings. Those are all UFC fighters. I got some Bellator fighters in there as well. I got some up-and-comers. So I got a lot of tough guys in the gym, so I don't need to go anywhere.
Okay. Did you watch Bellator last night?
Actually, no, I didn't. I couldn't get to. I'm actually in Palmdale with my daughter because she has a National Cup soccer.
Right on. Well, wish her the very best of luck. Are they playing today?
Yeah, they played today. They lost to the national champs 2-1, so...
Oh, you know, coming in second is really a bummer, I know, because I came in second that first time in the Golden Gloves, and all I wanted to do was win a championship after that, and I think that sort of inspired me to train harder the next time. So if she could take a lesson, if she can learn from this. You know, we all have setbacks. You know that.
Oh, you're right.
You know, even in girls soccer. Now, has anything been surprising to you in the UFC of late? We've had... Travis Brown lose to Fabrice Werdum, a shutout, 5 rounds across the board. A lot of people thought that Brown was going to win that fight. What do you think? What happened?
You know what? Fabricio, he's just an all-around great fighter, man. I've trained with Fabricio. I know what he's capable of, and it just showed that his striking, that he's been working on his striking quite a bit. And I don't think Brown was used to that, you know, and I think that Werdum just went out there and executed his game, man. That's what he does. And for Brown, that's, you know, I think he underestimated his striking.
I think he might have blown things a little bit because, you know, his performance was sort of lacking to a lot of people. And, you know, he was a 2013 Breakout Fighter of the Year in the heavyweight division. So people were expecting big things out of him.
Yeah, I know. Well, Travis Brown, man, he's a great fighter and definitely capable of being there in the top five. But you know what? Hey, man, being inside the octagon sometimes, that's what happens. You know, I mean, you got to go back and see what you've done wrong and just make it better, you know?
Okay. May 31st, you're going over to Berlin, Germany. Have you ever been to Germany?
Oh, my God.
Actually, I went to Germany one time. I went there to promote the fight. That was the first time I was there.
Okay.
That was about a month ago.
O2 World, you're taking on Gegard Mousasi, UFC Fight Night on Fox Sports 1 back here in the United States. Tell me about Mousasi. What does he bring to the dance? He's experienced, seasoned.
Yeah, Mousasi, man. Mousasi's great. He's he's definitely seasoned. He's got about 35 fights. He's just an awesome striker. He fought in K-1, so he was a K-1 kickboxer. His jiu-jitsu is good. He's fought a lot of the better guys in mixed martial arts. He just got into the UFC and is 1-1. He's definitely a great fighter, man.
Okay. Mark Munoz is our guest, folks. Of course, he's the Filipino wrecking machine, and we'll talk about some of the charitable events that he's been behind regarding the Philippine storm victims. No, we haven't forgot them, but he goes May 31st against Mousasi, Gegard Mousasi, and that is in Berlin, Germany. The website for Mark Munoz is Mark Munoz MMA. That's Mark Munoz, MUNOZ, MMA.com. This segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide brought to you by Alchemy Water. There is a difference in the water you drink. Check them out on their website, Alchemy Water, Alkame Water.com. Mark, is anything, when big country beat up, I mean, big country's a guy that's sort of been an overachiever in my mind. I'm talking about Roy Big Country Nelson. But he was a winner of late, too. I mean, he beat Nogueira, Big Nog. People didn't think he was going to win that fight. I mean, is the UFC just the heavyweight division? Is it so unpredictable that Cain Velasquez could conceivably lose as good as he is?
Yeah, the thing is that the heavyweight division, there's a lot of good fighters in that division. In every weight class there is. And at the heavyweight division, Big Country Nelson, I mean, you cannot discredit him, man. I mean, he's come back from utter just defeat and just, you know, knock people out. So, you know, his heart is unbelievable. So, along with Nogueira, you know, he's been in a lot of wars, man. He's been in a lot of wars. So, you know, I've actually trained with Nogueira as well, and he's just a hard worker, and his fight is just, he just wants to stay in there. His heart is unbelievable. So, like we talked about Verdum, we talked about Travis Brown. I mean, there's Cain, Junior Dos Santos. I mean, that weight class is huge. It's vast, very vast.
I'm going to scratch Junior Dos Santos from that upper echelon picture. After the beatings he took from Cain Velasquez in those last two fights, I don't think those are beatings you can come back from being a former fighter. I'm sure that last one was horrific, wasn't it?
Oh, man. You know, it just shows the heart that he has, though, man.
Yeah.
He was getting hit, but coming back, I mean, he looked like Elephant Man after that fight.
Yeah.
But that doesn't, like I said, you can't discredit his heart, too, man. So.
Okay. UFC 173 coming up next. Renan Barreiro, TJ Dillashaw. You just mentioned TJ Dillashaw, May 24th at the MGM Grand. Barreiro's a great fighter, but is Barreiro eventually lose like everybody? I mean, what's happening with this? Is this the fight Barreiro loses?
Barreiro, he trains over with, Jose Aldo.
Mm-hmm.
That camp over in Brazil is just unbelievable. They got killers in that gym that you never heard about, you know. And so, you know, to come from a gym like that, I mean, they're sharpening each other every day, you know. So, him and Barreiro, man, he's a great fighter. At the same time, I know who TJ Dillashaw is. I coached him in high school. Actually, part of me in high school and at the wrestling camps, but I coached him in college as well. I'm actually I was instrumental in having him fight, so I'm pulling for TJ. But Hennin, he's an unbelievable fighter. If TJ can get him on the ground and make it into a wrestling fight, he can definitely win. But Hennin, I'm telling you, Hennin is he's a real deal, man.
Okay. Did John Jones's win over Glover Teixeira, the fact that he was so dominant? I mean, he really shined in that fight. I thought Teixeira was going to give him a good fight. All Teixeira did was take a good whooping.
Yeah, and a lot of people talked about Teixeira having the power and having the dominant stand-up, but it just goes to show what John Jones can offer. I mean, not only did he control the fight, but he took the fight where Glover wanted to take it, which was close range. And John Jones just basically showed what a champion he is. I mean, he fought close range. He fought. I mean, he was landing elbows that shouldn't have landed. I mean, you know, it was crazy, man. So, I think John Jones is going to be a champ for a long time.
Okay, so talk to me about the storm relief. You were doing some stuff at Treasure Island last time we talked. How did that work out?
Oh, it was great, man. We did at Treasure Island. We also did a viewing party over at UFC gym. We're going to continue our efforts after my fight. So we raised $8,000 for it. But one thing we're doing right now is we're looking for a partner to partner with to be able to give the funds where it really needs to go. You know, I mean, we want to find a viable partner to be able to know and trust that the funds are going to go to the victims.
Good enough. Mark Munoz, I guess I got a question for you. How long did it take for you to attain a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu?
I'm still not a black belt, but I've choked out black belts. So, for me, I'm a black belt, and I'm going to kick your tail. But
okay, but so Gagar Mousasi, talk to me about him. How do you see this fight? It's May 31st. You're in Berlin. When are you going over for the first? When are you going over?
I leave on Monday, so okay. I should get there on Tuesday.
All right, so you should have some plenty of time over there to get acclimated.
Yep, I'll have a lot of time to get acclimated.
Okay, so break the fight down for me.
Yeah, so this fight you're going to see a lot of everywhere. Obviously, my game plan is to close the gap, take him down, and land some Donkey Kong punches, like I always say. But at the same time, he wants to keep the distance. He wants to land his jab, keep the distance, land his kicks, and avoid the ground as much as possible. So, I see this fight going everywhere. You know, from the feet to the cage to the ground, I see a lot of scrambling. It's going to be a great fight. I do not like to have boring, lackluster performances. So you're just going to see a great fight.
So any training camp with Chael Sonnen in it is not boring, is it?
It's not. It's never boring. Neither is Michael Bisping.
Yeah, the count.
So, they haven't been in the gym at the same time.
Okay.
So.
Last question for you. Nevada has outlawed this testosterone replacement therapy and said it's illegal now. How do you feel about that? I'm sort of right on with that.
I'm right on with that too, man. I totally agree that people should not be taking TRT or testosterone or anything like that. I mean, that's definitely a disadvantage for other people that don't do it. You know, for me, you know, I tested my blood and my testosterone. It's very low, but I will never go do TRT or testosterone or none of that stuff, because I know there's natural ways to be able to get your testosterone high. And, I'm not that guy to do that.
Okay. So. Hey, when you talk about testosterone, look at Ronda Rousey. She has none. I mean, yikes.
Yeah. I know it.
Yeah.
You know, but hey, man, I mean, you know, there's some people that did it. And, you know, I don't want to be like, hey, you know, that's wrong. That's totally wrong. But at the same time, there's guys that abuse it, you know, along with, growth hormone. They abuse that too. So, I mean, you know, a lot of people are trying to get the edge on their opponents. And, there's no shortcuts for just hard work, you know. So, for me, you just got to work hard and train smart.
Gegard Mousasi across the octagon May 31st, Fox Sports 1 from the O2 Arena in Berlin, Germany. Mark Munoz, we wish you the best of luck, my brother. God bless you, and come back and talk to me.
Thank you, Pedro. I appreciate it.
All the best. MarkMunozMMA.com. That's his website, folks. MarkMunozMMA.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
So no kidding. There I was. This is how the stories of life's greatest adventures begin. Don't be the guy with the boring story. Picked by National Geographic Adventure as the best river and sea outfitter on Earth, Oars offers more than 75 professionally guided rafting, sea kayaking, and hiking experiences throughout Western North America. Now that sounds like the start of one heck of a story. Visit Oars.com and let the journey begin. That's OARS.com. Oars, guiding life's greatest adventures since 1969.
Can I give you some advice?
I'd appreciate that.
You're going to find a trainer either in this gym or somewhere else that's going to want to train a girl. It's the latest freak show out there. But the only trouble is they're going to be wasting your time because you're too old.
I don't feel that old.
Well, neither do I, but you don't see me fighting 21-year-olds, do you? It takes about 4 years to train a fighter. How old are you?
31 until my next birthday.
Well, there you go, 31. You wouldn't start training to be a ballerina at 31 now, would you?
I've been working it for 3 years.
And you can't hit a speed bag? What kind of training is that?
Never had any, boss.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And now a man who needs no introduction.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright.
I don't know if he was talking about me or Curtis, the great Curtis Mayfield. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. We switch gears. We talk boxing, folks. Of course, the leading bout tonight on ESPN, of all places, ESPN, the WBC World Heavyweight Championship, number one contender, Bermain Stiverne, they call him Beware. I don't know about Beware. 23-1-1, 20 KOs out of Haiti, now living in Canada. Takes on the number two guy, a guy that he already beat. But now this guy says he's done training at taco trucks. He's done waking up in the morning and having beers. I'm talking about Chris the Nightmare Areola, 36-331 KOs. And if you think I'm kidding, he said that on this show. That I asked him what his training was like. He said, you know, he strolled on down to the taco truck. That's where he ate his food, and he had beers in the morning. Now, I don't know if he was kidding or joking or half serious, because when he got in the ring, that's the way his body looked a lot of the time, like he had been training at the taco truck at Taco Bell on the 99-cent menu. Straight up, he didn't look good at all. But when he got his act together, I mean, when the bones started to stick out of his face, when his weight had been down a while, he looked good. When he was light, he was right. I'm talking about Chris Areola. Now, will being light be right for this fight? I mean, Bermain Severin has beat him already once. As I said, 23-1-1, 20 KOs, one of those wins, a 12-round win over Areola, in which he beat Areola pretty good. Okay? They're fighting for the vacated title. The WBC has, of course, that belonged to Vitaly Klitschko. Now, Vitaly Klitschko was involved in that Ukrainian stuff. Remember? He was going to run for the president of Ukraine, and then the Russians came in, and then he decided he would step back and let the other guy take the forefront and run for the presidency. Smart move, because, you know, guys that run for the presidency over there, they end up getting killed, poisoned with all these different radioactive drugs and this kind of stuff. So a lot of nasty stuff in the Ukraine, and although I think it's patriotic and really, really due diligence on Vitaly Klitschko's part, on the part of his people, I just don't know if your life is worth it. I mean, being a martyr, I'm just not into being a martyr. But back to this heavyweight title fight. Chris Areola, the Nightmare, he's in shape. Will it be enough? I don't know. Bermain Severin, as I said, beat him already once. Of course, these guys will battle it out, and one of them will end up fighting Vladimir Klitschko. Of course, he is our WBO heavyweight champion of the world. In fact, he'll be featured in the next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the WBO champion segment that's coming up here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And that will be brought to you weekly by the World Boxing Organization. Each week we'll introduce one of their champions. And, of course, they've got a lot of good champions, starting with the heavyweight champion of the world, 56. What is he, 61-3 now? 51, something like that. Man, his record's amazing. Hasn't lost in a long time. I'm talking about Vladimir Klitschko. Put him down, knock him all you want, but these guys are fighting today to fight Vladimir Klitschko. And it's good to see Don King back in the picture. Of course, we had Don on the show just a few weeks ago talking about this fight, but it's good to see Don back in the picture. I just wish Don would get a new coat. He's got this Levi jacket. I know he keeps getting new ones, but it's his little thing. It's sort of like something from the 60s, like Mod Squad type of thing, like Haight-Ashbury type of thing. And, of course, he's always wearing his red, white, and blue. He got all his flags going, his badges going. And it's good to see him back. He's 81, 82 years old, but he's got the energy of a 25-year-old. Of course, I was with him in Budapest, Hungary, when he was tired and jet-lagged, but he still had energy. We sung him happy birthday that night. Of course, the president of Hungary was there, Janos Adler, and he and Don King, and I mean, they all sat at the same table, and it was like a table of royalty, I kid you not. And some of the WBO champions were in the house as well. That was the 27th, I believe, WBO Congress. The 28th is coming up in July in Las Vegas. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Last week's fight between Floyd Mayweather and Marcos Medina did nothing for boxing. It didn't. I mean, it may have sold some tickets, may have done a lot of good for the people involved, the promoters, the fighters, people like that. But for boxing, you know, a big fight like that is supposed to move the Richter scale. You know, that's that thing that measures earthquakes, okay? But it didn't move the Richter scale here. Yeah, Marcos Medina did okay, but he's a B fighter. Let's just be honest. He's a B fighter, okay? And when a B fighter can give Floyd Mayweather a run for his money, it's indicative of the fact that Floyd Mayweather is 37 years old. He's had almost 50 fights. He's been around since 1996. He's been boxing since like 1991. Okay, that is a long time. A long, long time. The man's been in the ring a long time. Straight up, I think he's starting to show signs of age, signs of wear. Reflexes starting to slip a little bit. I mean, the fact that limited Medina, who did push it hard. He pushed it hard at times, folks. Couldn't push it hard long enough. That was the problem. Had he continued the initiative in which he went with the first four or five rounds, had he been able to pull that off in the middle rounds when Mayweather went on his run, I think he might have been able to eke out a victory, at least on my scorecard, because I had it even after 12 rounds, as did one judge. But the other two judges had like 8-3 and 7-2. I mean, it was 8-3-1. It was just like a wide and 8-4. It was a wide score the other two times. No question about that. But did Floyd Mayweather really deserve to win a lopsided decision, albeit majority, meaning one judge had it even? I don't know. He might have eked out a decision there. He might have eked out a one-point win, but just it wasn't on my scorecard. I had the fight even after 12 rounds. There was nobody getting hurt. There was nothing happening. As I said, the Richter scale didn't move. If it was a porno movie, you fell asleep. There was no happy ending. Unless you were a Mayweather fan, you were looking forward to that 12-round waltz in which he gets his hand raised after 12 minutes and thanks God and thanks everybody for making 35 or 40 million bucks, all the while not really wanting to step up and face any real challenges. And is Manny Pacquiao a challenge? I don't think so. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the America Forces Network. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 29 plus years now, you're inside looking into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
It wasn't even his show tonight, but yet who stole the show on the dice tonight? The world's greatest promoter himself, Don King. And Don, how goes it?
It goes very well for me. I think that I have a Russian that I just bought in called Nikolai Valuev. will be fighting October the 7th in Chicago. I call it the Big Red October. But all this emanates from our late great President Ronald Reagan telling Mikhail Gorbachev, Gorbachev, tear down that wall. And in tearing that wall down, the after effects is now you have four former Soviet Union fighters that are all organization champions. So it's a tremendous thing to see what freedom does in this country.
What happened to the hungry black athlete in this country? What happened to him?
He lost his work ethic, not only the hungry black, but the hungry white too, that if there is some hungry whites that's there. Because they're not working dedicatedly and committedly as these Eastern black fighters are doing. The opportunity for them to get freedom and the grasp opportunity to seize the time and grasp the opportunity is unrivaled. And what they're doing is they work at it like a job 300 days a year dedicated to training and getting prepared whether they have a fight date or not. In America, they're telling them what date it is, where it's going to be, what network has got it, how much money I'm going to get, which they got all questions that are very salient questions, but not before you start training to be prepared to fight no matter who it be, wherever it may be, and on any moment's notice. We don't do that anymore. We did it with Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, Joe Frazier, Joe Lewis, Roberto Duran, but not with the ones that's there today. And the tale-telling fact is that now we don't have the champions. All champions are mostly from foreign shores.
Okay, how's your kidney stones?
Gone. Very painful, excruciatingly painful situation. And I thank you for asking. But now moving on, trying to get it. Sergey Lukayevich will be fighting Shannon Briggs on November the 4th. That's a scoop for you. And so we're going to look like we're headed for Phoenix.
Okay, and one more question. How's Henrietta doing?
Now, that's the real question. She's doing a lot better than me. And so she's really coming along very well. And thank you for asking.
You give her my best.
I certainly will.
Do be with me.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances. Slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
Some of the archival footage, video, audio, both. Mr. Don King, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, talking about his late wife, Henrietta. It's been a couple of years. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing. This segment, of course, we go for an hour on Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with boxing and mixed martial arts. And then on Sunday, we go for 2 hours at 11 a.m. Pacific time. The first hour, all boxing. Second hour, all MMA. Usually, these Saturday shows, boxing first and MMA second. But we switch gears because the Filipino wrecking machine, that's right, Mark Munoz was in the house. Of course, he's in California getting ready for a fight in Berlin. He's going to be over there May the 31st in the O2 Arena in Berlin, Germany. Of course, taking on Gegard Mousasi. And Mousasi's no fool, folks. He's been around a long time. Mark Munoz is going to have to pack his lunch if he expects to win there. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Some of the weights coming in as far as Chris Arriola is concerned, I thought it was important. He weighed 239 pounds, so that's going to be good. That's going to be good for him. Okay, Stavern looks like he's in better shape as well. But, you know, they've already fought once, and usually the guy that wins the first fight wins a second fight. I mean, that's just the way boxing goes. I mean, it is. Yeah, there's these trilogies on occasion, but how often do we see trilogies? Not all that often. Now, let's go back to the drama in Las Vegas last week. Mayweather, Marcos Medina. I'm not talking about the fight. I'm talking about the biggest fight of 2014, and it doesn't involve any fighter, any actual boxer, maybe an ex-boxer. I'm talking about the golden boy, Oscar De La Hoya. You remember him. Cocaine rehab, drag problems, hookers, all that kind of good stuff. Of course, went to rehab not once but twice, I think three times. And the last time he went, it was in the midst of a fight promotion last year. And, of course, Richard Schaefer, his CEO, the man that basically runs Golden Boy Promotions. Of course, he was a former Swiss banker. He's taken over. I mean, he already had the reins. He's the one that put this whole company together, okay? And Oscar De La Hoya just found out that some of the fighters that he's been showing on these Golden Boy promotion cards, I'm talking about on Showtime and on Fox Sportsnet and people at places like that, guess what? These guys don't have contracts with Golden Boy Promotions. They're Al Heyman's fighters. Big Al, I call him. Al Heyman, the sequestered Big Al Heyman. Okay, they're his fighters, but they're not signed with Golden Boy Promotions. Now, if you're going to run with fighters, you're going to put them on your valuable television dates, you're going to get signed contracts with them. That's just the way the business is done. Okay, you're not going to appear on my network shot on Showtime or on ESPN or anywhere else. Okay, unless you sign a document that says either you're going to stay with me or you have a contract with me or something like that. There's always a stipulation involved.
okay, for the contract not to be in effect here and to have Al Heyman's fighters fighting as free agents anywhere they want. And when Golden Boy and Oscar De La Hoya, the president, thought they were contracted to him, well, that's going to be a little nasty nasty battle. I call it like a custody battle. You know, when the mother and the father fight over the rights of a child, you know, who's going to spend what days of the week, how they're going to split up the money, all that kind of good stuff, the house, who gets the house. Well, that's what this is going to be about, because Schaefer's been there a long time. And as far as him repairing the relationship and getting back together, let me quote Oscar to you. I can get another Richard. You know, I can get another one. He can be replaced. And Schaefer, you know, he sounds like he's looking for new office digs. So the rumor is that he and Al Heyman will go off and form their own company. Okay? And if he does that, and the fighters that weren't signed to Golden Boy Promotions but appeared on Golden Boy Promotions cards, Oscar may use that as an issue to take Richard Schaefer to court, and I guess eventually Al Heyman, and maybe Showtime too if they end up airing any of these fights, to court for the fact that, you know, Richard Schaefer didn't do his duty. If he's the CEO, he's supposed to be looking out for the best interests of the company. That's what this is all about, the best interests of the company. Now, was getting these guys on TV and giving them big fat shots and that kind of stuff, is that for the good of the company and not signing them to contracts? I don't think so. I think that's what this is going to all boil down to. And I talked about Oscar's, you know, sordid past. I mean, the sexual, alleged sexual assault in that Mexican tourist town down there, of course, against an American teen years ago, and that was settled. And, of course, Oscar's defense for that through an attorney was, I had sex with over 250 women, and I don't even remember her, end of quote. Well, you know, as loaded as Oscar was, and he's been over the past, you know, several years, I mean, that's a possibility. I mean, the drag thing with the hookers, he probably wouldn't have got popped on that one. I mean, that's got to be the biggest shock that's ever hit him, was when those pictures appeared on my website, on different websites, TMZ and different places throughout the web, pictures of him wearing women's clothing. And the first thing he said was, oh, it was Photoshopped. And people are sending me emails, Pedro, you're trying to destroy a nice family man, blah, 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 blah. I didn't do that. I gave the pictures, or a copy of the picture, via computer to Emanuel Stewart. The man used to train, the late Goldfather, the Kronk Gym founder, of course, in Detroit, Michigan. The man that was the best HBO analyst they ever had. Okay, may he rest in peace, October 2012. But I sent him a picture, a digital picture of De La Hoya in drag. And I said, is this Oscar, or is any Photoshopping? Because I've taken out the magnifying glass, I've taken this thing to the computer, I've scanned it, I can't see anything that would indicate Photoshopping. It all looks real to me. What do you think? And Emmanuel called me on the phone. He says, Pedro, that's Oscar. That's Oscar. So we knew that was Oscar, okay? But he lied about it. And then about 3 years later, he said, yeah, that was me in drag. Yeah, I was high on cocaine. But he didn't admit to paying that hooker, the Russian hooker, or the hooker from the former Soviet Union, a reported $15 million to keep her mouth shut. That's what I was told, $15 million to keep her mouth shut and, like, to get rid of the foot, because there's more. There was more. Those pictures were just the icing of the cake. I'm telling you, there was more. The cake was heavy. And Oscar paid $15 million because the pictures were already out. I mean, if he had nothing more to hide, he would have said, you know what, the pictures are already out. You can't hurt me, so what? He doesn't settle with the chick. But what happened was Oscar had this tryst with him and these two chicks in this Philadelphia hotel room. I can't remember the name of the hotel right now. Not the Waldorf. One of those big, big name hotels. Oscar don't stay at the Motel 6, okay? Anyway, he checks into this room, and they run up this big hotel tab, him and his two chicks. And, you know, Oscar does alleged to have done the drag thing where he was dressed up in women's clothes and that kind of stuff. And this chick used to buy him kits, used to go around and bring the stuff with the Oscar would tell her, and she'd bring him a new kit, because there's several pictures of Oscar De La Hoya in various forms of ladies' underwear. That's the best thing I could say. So he's obviously a confirmed drag queen. But he denied this, and then he paid $15 million for it. And what I was told, the reason why he paid the $15 million was that there were sexual toys and all kinds of other stuff involved with this, and Oscar didn't want that to get out. He was willing to cop to one. See, it's called a limited hangout. If he was a CIA, it's sort of like trying to admit that E. Howard Hunt was in Dallas in 1963 when JFK was killed, and he was a CIA agent. It's sort of hard to see they admitted he was there, but they didn't admit that he was involved in the assassination. He just happened to be there. Okay, that's what they call a limited hangout. Oscar pulled a limited hangout when he copped to the coke, the broads, you know, the drag queen stuff, all that stuff. But if that was the case, and if Oscar was sincere, he wouldn't have needed another rehab. And see, when he went to this last rehab, he went in the midst of a great promotion involving Canelo Alvarez. Okay, and he went into rehab on that. He hadn't been seen for months. He showed up at the MGM Grand out of the blue, has his press conference, says, look, I'm in charge. It's my company. I'm the president of the company. And basically, Schaefer ignored him. I'm surprised. I don't even know if he has a key to his own place anymore. And when it's all said and done, Oscar De La Hoya might have nothing left but the name, Golden Boy Promotions. Now he's hooked up with Bob Arum, of course, his original promoter out of the Olympics back in 1992. Okay, the top-ranked skipper, former U.S. Attorney General under the Kennedy and Johnson administration back in the 1960s. Very smart dude, Harvard alumni, all that kind of good stuff. Anyway, he's hooked up with Arum, who was an adversary to an extent over this Cold War, this alleged Cold War between Golden Boy Promotions and Top Rank. Well, Oscar wants to thaw the Cold War, at least he says so, and he went to meet Arum. But the bottom line is, I think he went there to try to save his business. But he realizes that his promotional company's in trouble. This guy, the Swiss banker, he's got it. He sort of wrapped everything up. And you know, Schaefer is so smart, such a brilliant businessman. Like as I said, a Swiss banker many years ago. He knows his stuff. He knows the dots. He knows where to put the dollar signs. He knows all that kind of stuff. So I'm not going to think he's going to commit so many egregious acts that Oscar's going to be able to prove this in court. I mean, it seems obvious to me that if you allow talent to appear on Showtime in any of these televised events and on your pay-per-view cards and things like that, and you don't have contract with them, that's a problem. That's a problem. If I was Oscar, I would have a problem with that. And he does have a problem with that. And the problem is with Richard Schaefer. Now, Richard Schaefer, along with this cabal of men, some of them gay, not that it matters. When I see two gay guys walking down the street here in San Francisco, I say to myself, hey, two more chicks for me. So that's not a problem, okay? But these guys have all gotten together, and it looks like they're going to make a power move. And they're going to make a power move on the upper echelons of boxing. And that's going to involve, I'm told, Richard Schaefer. Now, if Schaefer decides to bolt Golden Boy Promotions, and it looks like he's going to, okay, and he hooks up with Al Haymon, that's going to cause, as I said, a multi-million-dollar lawsuit, an orgy for lawyers. I mean, they're going to make all kinds of money. These guys making $1,000 an hour, they're going to be employed all over the place. Big-time money in that case, because they're going to go deep. They've got deep pockets, deeper than deep pockets, both guys, both sides. And any money that Oscar needs, I think he can eventually get from Arum, because Arum is not, put it this way, Richard Schaefer's friend, and he's not Al Haymon's friend. In fact, Richard Schaefer and Al Haymon don't want to work with Bob Arum. Oscar De La Hoya wants to work with Bob Arum. That's where the fight lies. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Now, that story is not anywhere on the internet. Nobody touched it. You know why? The boxing establishment, the writers, they're controlled. This one is not. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Tower of Power, bringing us the break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. When he asks you, do you love him? Smile and kiss his teeth. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him with you. Don't let nobody take care of your business better than you do. Do what it wants, give him what it wants. Respect will come to you.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, We at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a voice I'd know anywhere.
The Duke, the great John Wayne. This segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide brought to you by the World Boxing Organization Fighter of the Month. I'm talking about the Cruiserweight Champion, 200-pound Marko Huk, born in Serbia. Wow, number two ranked in the world, of course, by the BoxRec rankings. He's 37-2, 26 KOs. And, of course, the one draw was to Alexander Povetkin a couple of years ago, and I thought he won that fight for the WBA heavyweight title across the board, and it was a majority decision. One judge had it 114-114, the other judge had it 116-113, and 116-112, but he lost that fight a majority. Not, and of course, his 20th fight, he lost to Steve Cunningham, now campaigning as a cruiserweight. So Marko Huk, up and coming, the guy that wants to move up to the heavyweight division and command the heavyweight throne once the Klitschko brothers are out of the way. I'm talking about Vladimir Klitschko, but he is the WBO Fighter of the Month, 29-year-old Marko Huk. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, today, ESPN, they're going to go live with the World Heavyweight Championship. You can't miss this, folks. I'm telling you. I'm talking about the WBC version. Of course, Bermain Severin, 23-1-1. And you've got Chris the Nightmare Areola. He's a nightmare, all right, because we don't know what Areola is going to show up. I mean, he looks like he's trim. He looks like he's in good shape for this fight, but you know, that up and down stuff, you know, going up and coming down in weight, look what it did to Riddick Bowe. It just ruined him as an athlete. Could it ruin this guy? It probably could. I'm telling you. Chris Areola has found himself through all kinds of trouble. He, of course, he's had 100 days to serve his time and think about what he was doing as far as that DUI is concerned. So he's had issues, folks. He's had issues. He wants to become the first Mexican-American heavyweight title holder. I wish him the very best of luck because Bermain Severin is going to come to fight tonight, and Severin's already beat him once, so usually the guy that wins the first fight wins the second fight. This is the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget the Sunday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 2 hours. First hour we cover boxing. The second hour we cover mixed martial arts. That's Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, we're on iTunes. We're on the iHeartRadio Network. We're live on the American Forces Network, and of course, we're live at ringtalk.com. And don't forget the website, ringtalk.com.